This is the Reynolds School Media Watch on Beyond the Headlines. I'm KUNR General Manager David Stipik with Al Stavitsky, Dean of the Reynolds School of Journalism at the University of Nevada, Reno. Al, always nice to have you on the show.
Great to be back.
And Vanessa VanCore, Coordinator of the Nevada Media Alliance at the Reynolds School. Good to have you with us once again.
Thank you.
And today we're talking, as we always do, about all things media, but it's more localized in this particular conversation. Some things happening right here in our community and very nearby in terms of downtown Reno tomorrow evening, the 13th of February, and we're talking about two words you don't necessarily always hear together, which is dancing and democracy. Now we've got the audience's interest. Al, let's start with you just to give a little background. I'm going to bring Vanessa in here with this project, but we've got some funding for something that has turned into a very cool thing this political season.
Well, we're very proud, David, to be one of just 11 journalism schools around the country that received a major grant, a highly competitive process from the Online News Association. And our proposal, which was part of a curricular innovation program, was to create a Spanish language political news service to take advantage of the 2016 elections and all the national focus upon Nevada as a political battleground. And this aligns with our new bilingual news curriculum in the Reynolds School. And so Vanessa and her team have been doing some terrific things since we got started with the program last summer. And we're very excited about the event tomorrow night.
The event tomorrow night is the Dance for Democracy. It happens Saturday night, 8 p.m., Mambo's Nightclub, 3652 South Virginia Street here in Reno. And that's just the latest in a series of things that's been going on. So Vanessa, let me have you fill us in and what's exciting about tomorrow night, but what got us to this point? What's going on with all this?
Right. So as Dean Al mentioned, we're in phase three of our project Noticiero Móvil, which means mobile newsroom, which is the first ever bilingual newsroom at the Reynolds School of Journalism with a focus on politics, with the exciting events happening in our country and in our state this year. And we, our focus this season in the spring is centered around using events as a way to engage with our community in a meaningful way. And Dance for Democracy is the first in a series of events we'll be hosting over the next few months in our community to find innovative ways to talk about politics. And our student journalists are really driving the force here, and they're the ones coming up with ideas like Dance for Democracy. So we will be modeling the caucus process through dance at Mambo's Nightclub.
And what is that going to look like? What would people attending this expect? What's going to happen if you're having a Dance for Democracy? How do you model the caucus?
That's exactly what you think it would look like.
Okay. I'm getting a lot of visuals here.
So the neat thing is it's a student-run initiative. So we'll have student MCs and what we're calling a hype team to act as representatives for the various candidates. But in lieu of having presidential candidates for the caucus, the students have selected musical artists. So we will start the event, our program, the evening, describing how the Republican caucus works, because the Republican caucus is a silent ballot. The Democratic caucus supporters have to physically stand in the corner of the room for the candidate they are there to support, and then we wait for the count and we tally. And so it's a much more physical process to demonstrate support for a candidate. So it's a nonpartisan event. So we have selected three musical artists, which are Beyonce, Carlos Santana, and Enrique Iglesias. And we're working with DJ Mario B at Mambo's Nightclub to have our participants choose a musical artist via dance. So the students have selected songs, they'll dance their way to the corner, and that way describe how the caucus actually works. And really just to show that what is perceived by many to be a complex process is actually quite easy. And it's also a way to engage our younger voters who, as we've seen in the New Hampshire primary and the Iowa caucus, are really turning out for this election early in the season. So we'd specifically like to engage with our younger voters and Latino voters, which was key in selecting the space in which we're hosting this event.
Let me go back to you for a minute, Al. This is an important part of the journalism experience because it's such a political year. And right now, just as things have turned out in New Hampshire, Nevada is now again in the spotlight with the caucuses coming up. What does this mean for you with the students, the Latinos involved, the diversity of this event, and how does this fit in with your overall project at the school?
Well, one of our newest curricular initiatives is our bilingual journalism program. We're just really excited that this project is really a way to kickstart this new initiative. One of the things that's been so rewarding for me as I've been observing Vanessa and her students is to see just how transformative this experience has been for our Latino students, for them to be able to tell stories of their community and to be able to tell those stories in Spanish has really been eye-opening. And to hear them tell their stories about how meaningful an experience this has been for them. This is why we do this, is to see students have these sort of light bulb moments.
Mm-hmm. Vanessa, how did this particular event come to be? Is that a student's idea? What happened?
It is. And the great thing about this event as well is that it's 18 and over, which is the demographic for the nightclub. So we're hoping to also engage with our high schoolers. We had a community outreach team within my classroom responsible for reaching out to both political parties and organizations in town that can help us get the word out. And high schools are among the population that we hope to engage because they're allowed to attend. And I did some of this planning before the semester started, because at the start of our semester, the students had 3 weeks to pull this off. So within that time, they've developed collateral. They've been working with local media to get the word out. And we're also partnering with a national organization called Voto Latino, whose focus is to engage Latino voters across the country. And that's big for us because it's helping enhance the national coverage we've already received. Mambo's has been gracious in letting us use their venue, lifting the cover so the event is free. And then the students have really taken on the rest. And they're really the ones that are the driving force behind this and developing a program that will hopefully be fun and engaging, but also informational during the actual Dance for Democracy event.
You're listening to Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. It's the Reynolds School Media Watch, and I'm David Stipik, visiting today with Al Stavitsky, Dean of the Reynolds School of Journalism here at the university, along with Vanessa Vancour, coordinator of the Nevada Media Alliance at the Reynolds School. Got a cool event coming up tomorrow night. It's at Mambo's Nightclub, 3652 South Virginia Street in Reno. It's 8 p.m. It's the Dance for Democracy, and students 18 plus, you said, are certainly welcome.
David, one thing I wanted to note was that in addition to the diversity and inclusion aspects of an event like this, this entire project is also a great opportunity for our students to gain experience with what's being referred to these days as events journalism. And this is a growing part of the field in which news organizations are going to the community and are sponsoring events like ours. It's a new way to do journalism, a way to engage the community, present news and information that traditionally was in newspapers or a news broadcast, but now we're using events as venues for journalism. And our students are getting an opportunity to experiment with this form and learn about it, just as our partners in professional journalism are also feeling their way as well.
Vanessa, back to you. People may be hearing, although we've talked about it on the air here, about the Nevada Media Alliance at the Reynolds School, maybe for the first time. Could you just briefly describe what that is and how this project fits into that world?
The Nevada Media Alliance is a program at the Reynolds School of Journalism that gives our students real experience, hands-on experience with various media partners in our community, and an opportunity to publish their work in a space that they can be proud of and that our media partners can also use, which they have throughout the last few years. And Noticiero Móvil is a sub-brand of the Nevada Media Alliance. We've strategically partnered with a few organizations to give students opportunities to create meaningful pieces that not only they can use on their portfolio, but that are real contributions to our local media. Stories that may not otherwise be covered. Our students bring different perspectives and have different access to different sources. And so they're really defining what it means to create multimedia news in a professional setting.
And KUNR is pleased to be part of that mix as part of the alliance. As we talk about this event tomorrow night, the Dance for Democracy, what else, what other resources are online or podcasts or anything else that might be surrounding this of interest?
Sure. For those who can join, they can secure a free ticket at dancefordemocracy.eventbrite.com. We will have prizes, and folks are invited to stay throughout the rest of the evening to enjoy the nightclub and mingle with other people who are there to support. It is open to 18 and over. Our students are providing chocolate-covered strawberries. It happens to be Valentine's weekend.
Okay.
If people can't join us at the event, we are planning more events in the spring season as a way to find engaging opportunities to talk about politics in a way that is perhaps more interesting. So you can check out Noticiero Móvil online. You can search for us on Facebook. If you're unable to make this event tomorrow night, we plan on hosting at least two more events in the community to talk about politics in a way that you've hopefully never done before.
Thank you for your work on this. I want to go back to Al just as we wrap up here. The funding source, again, I want to make sure we give proper credit.
The Online News Association, ONA, is the funder. And ONA's money came from the Knight Foundation, McCormick Foundation, Ethics and Excellence Foundation, the Democracy Fund. These are organizations that provided a pool of money for the Online News Association to hand out to 11 journalism schools, and we're really proud and thrilled to be one of them.
As we wrap up here, Vanessa, your students are involved. Give them a message. What would you say about their work in all of this?
We've never done anything like this at the Reynolds School, and it has provided such a unique opportunity for our bilingual students and our non-Spanish-speaking students to create something meaningful from scratch. We'll learn as we go, but I think what they've built so far has been incredible, and they should be so proud of themselves.
And I guess we can watch the viral video of Al dancing at the Dance for Democracy that will be posted at some point. Have fun, whoever's going to the event. I'm Kamen, our general manager, David Stipik. We've been talking as part of the Reynolds School Media Watch on Beyond the Headlines here on KUNR. Al Stavitsky, Dean of the Reynolds School of Journalism at the university, thanks for coming by and bringing Vanessa with you today.
Always a pleasure.
And Vanessa Vancour, coordinator of the Nevada Media Alliance at the Reynolds School and highly involved in some really interesting work right now. Vanessa, thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
And the event we're talking about is the Dance for Democracy. It's coming up tomorrow, Saturday, February 13th, 8 p.m. at Mambo's Nightclub, 3652 South Virginia Street in Reno, open to 18 years and over. And we'll have a link on our website here at KUNR.org as this story is posted this afternoon. Thanks both of you, and enjoy the weekend. Happy Valentine's Day, and happy caucusing here coming up in just another week. Thanks so much.